Hi, this is a dictation for Eulalia Inge, EULALIA INGE, date of service 1/19/2023, date of birth is 5/27/1971, date of accident is 3/20/2022. The patient comes here for follow-up evaluation. She's undergoing some cold symptom, coughing, running nose, fever, nausea, and she'll be seeing a primary care doctor for that. She also fell off a porch last week when she injured her left ankle, which twisted and swollen and painful, and was seen at Beaumont Hospital. Other than that, her issues related to the car accident, which are neck pain, lower back pain, and the right shoulder pain, is at the level of 7 to 9. And there's no radiation of pain at all. And the patient is able to lift her arm up to 120 degrees of abduction without pain. The MRIs were found positive. Her right shoulder MRI has subacromial deltoid bursitis and supraspinatus tendinosis. In the lumbar region, there is a bulging disc at L4-5 and a herniated disc at L5-S1. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C5 and 6 and bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5 as the cause of pain. And the patient refuses lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injection, as well as supraspinatus injection for the right shoulder. And she also doesn't want to see a surgeon. She wants to only do a conservative treatment. The pain level is reported to be 9, and the ADLs are reported affected are up to 9 to 10. General activity and sleep is affected 10. Work is affected 9. Mood is 8, while enjoyment of life is 7. And walking ability is 6. Patient reports not much of an improvement in the pain level, 0% since the time of accident, although she has had 6 months of physical therapy so far. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, she has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, confusion, disorientation, denies any memory loss or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus. She does have anxiety, depression, panic, along with difficulty sleeping. And in the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing stiffness of the lower back, neck, and the shoulder on the right side, while pain in neck, shoulder, and the lower back is also present, without any issue with the walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the pain level, medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Orfran. And substance abuse, patient alleges to use alcohol. Compliance, as the patient reports, a full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 155/99. Pulse is 87, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam will be same from previous visits, which is 12/19/2022, dictation number 1221-085. Please copy and paste along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times a week for the neck, lower back, and shoulder, along with we have requested for physical therapy evaluation recertification for further therapy. And plan is to reduce the therapy to once a week. She was referred to a psychological evaluation for PTSD. She's referred to chiropractor also. And she is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, with 7-pound lifting limit. She has been advised about the role of the injection treatment in healing sooner for the shoulder, neck, and the lower back and SI joint. The patient doesn't want them. She's provided with the following medication: Mobic 15 milligram a day for healing, anti-inflammatory Acefex for stomach protection, Tylenol number 4, 30 tablets, 1 tablet daily, is provided, Xanax 1 milligram at night, 60 tablets, PRN, Zoloft is provided, and Neurontin is provided for healing of the brain and neuropathic pain. Clarisets are provided for the headaches. The patient is otherwise stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time and continue her chiropractic and physical therapy and acupunctures are advised. Home therapy is advised, including yoga and meditation. The MRIs have been discussed in detail with her and all the options were discussed. Thank you. A Onlux infrared therapy has been ordered for the patient after discussing with her, as regular therapy has not helped her much.